If you'll join me in turning your copy of God's Word to Numbers chapter 27. If you're following the Pew Bible, that's page 172. It's a very interesting passage. Might need some background for some of us. The inheritance in the Promised Land, remember that when they went into the Promised Land, the one thing that's emphasized is the land flowing with milk and honey. It's a prepared place. The towns were built. The fields had been plowed and had rock walls. They had wells that were already dug. Threshing floors were established. Olive groves were planted. Vineyards were planted. They went in and received a prepared place. It's a picture of what the Lord Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. And receiving your inheritance there was speaking in figurative language, in earthly language, of eternal things. And the question came about, what happens if a man dies without sons? Do his daughters inherit? And this also takes a little explanation in our day. The scripture is very clear that men and women are equal before God. Both Old and New Testament make that very clear. The first chapters of Genesis made that clear. The teaching of the New Testament church makes that clear, that we are one in Christ. There's neither male nor female. And yet, for most of Earth's history, men, males, because of their physical strength and economic strength, have dominated, subjugated women in almost all countries, in almost all ages. What has changed that is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we forget that in our day because there is so much has been done. Yet when Numbers was written in the time of Moses and this time, women were considered property. They were considered, sometimes men valued their animals more than they did their wives. And this has been the sad tale of the earth, but yet God does not look at us that way. It's because of the sinfulness of men and women that that condition existed and still exists in some places in our day where the gospel is not dominant. And here we find that women can inherit. Now, normally, women were inherited through the covenant head, either their father or their husband, but they inherited. But there was no father or husband for them, they too could inherit. The picture of them inheriting the promised land. The other aspect of this reading you'll see at the very end is the emphasis that no matter what happens to you on this earth, you'll see that what if a man doesn't have any sons, what if he doesn't have any daughters? What if he doesn't have brothers? And it goes on and on. And basically the impetus here, the focus here is that your place in heaven is secure, no matter what happens to you on this earth, no matter what the circumstances of this life might do to you, your name is written securely and forever in the Lamb's Book of Life if you are His, and it cannot be erased by any of the circumstances of life. And you need to know that, and they needed to know that. So let's read this portion of God's Word that speaks of our eternal inheritance using the figure of earthly inheritance. Beginning at verse 1 of chapter 27. Then drew near the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, from the clans of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. The names of his daughters were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the chiefs and all the congregation at the entrance of the tent of meeting, saying, Our father died in the wilderness. He was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died for his own sin. He had no sons. Why should the name of our father be taken away from his clan because he had no son? Give to us a possession among our father's brothers. Moses brought their case before the Lord, and the Lord said to Moses, The daughters of Zelophehad are right. You shall give them possession of an inheritance among their father's brothers and transfer the inheritance of their father to them. And you shall speak to the people of Israel, saying, If a man dies and has no son, then you shall transfer his inheritance to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. And if he has no brothers, you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his nearest kinsman of his clan, and he shall possess it. And it shall be for the people of Israel a statute and a rule, as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus far the reading of God's word.